Padare. Figlio mio accutterare, mamma mia pensaccia tu. Se te non ne abisce ollo, i te va, i te viene sempre a calare dal mano bene. Se ci picchia quando si è a calare, figlio mio.
It's great to be back. And c'è la luna mezzemare. Yeah, we just had Columbus Day. I know you can't say that. That's not politically correct. But we just had a wonderful, wonderful Columbus Day festival, an Italian festival, we call it, up here in Kingston, New York. And Anthony Frieda, a great illustrator, made these wonderful shirts with the Italian flag with Amore going across it, and a peace sign in the O. Peace and love. How about that, huh? What a radical thought. Peace and love. Something that's not talked about. Nope. Hey, how about that Kavanaugh, huh? Yeah, we could talk about that, but we won't talk about peace and love. Now, that's a different story. Nothing about the wars going on. The slaughter in Yemen. Nah, what's a Yemen? Nah, you know what a Yemen is. About 8 feet, 7 feet, 6 tall. What's a Yemen? Nothing. Nothing. Most Americans don't know it. Hey, the 17th anniversary of the Afghan War. Yep. Barely made the news. 17 years of murder. By Murder, Inc. Yeah, people like to call them Republicans and Democrats. Don't forget to vote. All these people out there, get out and vote. Get out and vote for your murderers. Oh, the Republican murderers are worse than the Democratic murderers. Oh, yeah? The Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Obama, huh? Oh, don't say anything bad about him. He only destroyed Libya and Syria and had wars going on his entire time he was president. Well, anyway, I'm very happy to be back on the Progressive Radio Network. And with all honesty, it's because of all that Gary Null does and all that Gary Null gives in so many different ways to help people in their mind, body, and spirit. So out of respect for Gary Null and all you people that follow Progressive Radio, I'm back. Trends this week. Yeah, again, last week was the Afghan War celebration. Isn't that wonderful, huh? Poll came out. Most Americans want out of there. And so do most troops. So, we're at a very critical time here because the nation is so divided, like I've never seen it before. All this identity politics. And again, all that Kavanaugh news. Oh, look what he did when he was 17. Oh, yeah, okay. How about what a wacko the guy is besides that? You know, I mean, everybody pulls their crap. Of course, I've pulled mine in my life, but I've never abused women and pushed myself on them. But hey, I'm an Italian. We do it in a different way. My dear, your eyes, they shine like mountain lakes. Your lips are like a rosebud, as my dear Uncle Al used to say, may his soul rest in peace. But, you know, this guy bragged about getting drunk and all the noise they would make. Different kind of cat. Spoiled little boy. Descriptive noun. Descriptive adjective. A Kavanaugh. But where are those Me Toos and all those children being killed and women being killed and raped in Libya? All the people being killed in Syria. All the people being killed in Afghanistan. All the people being killed in Iraq. All the people being killed in Yemen. Where's the outrage?
Oh, no.
when I was in high school, he exposed himself to me. All right, that's terrible, but hey, how about this other stuff going on? Can we talk about that? No, that's not important as a Kavanaugh. You mean a Kavanaugh that loves torture and we're working for the Bush people? Push that through? Yep, wants to take women's rights away from them and let them decide whether or not they want to have an abortion. He'll tell you what to do. I'm a Kavanaugh. We tell you what to do. Born on third base, thought he hit a home run. Little boy of the club, as George Carlin used to say. It's one big club and you're not in it. And that's what it is. It's a freak show. It's a freak show. Oh, Vodio Do. Yep. It's a freak show. And right in front of everybody's eyes. Actually, it's the presidential reality show. And that's why we own the trademark. That's all it is. It's a reality show. We brought in a reality show champion, and we got a reality show cast of characters. And the media's the reality show. Kanye West is going to go to the White House. Taylor Swift got... What do I care what they did? A bunch of comedians. What do I care what Maher says or this jerk says or that other clown comedian says? Well, of course you have to care. It's the presidential reality show. And that's what they keep selling. It's a reality TV show. Nothing more, nothing less. When I was a kid, it was the Ringling Brothers and Bonham and Bailey Circus. It was the greatest show on earth. It went out of business. You don't have to step right up and see the tattooed lady. Not in the street everywhere now. Step right up and see the fat man. Fat man, they're all over America. Yeah, we're the most obese country in the world. The greatest freak show on earth. They put them out of business. Starting with the top down. And that's where the fish rots from, the top down. The head down. And again, I'm not going after Trump. He's just one of them. Now again, let out that murderer Obama. Don't say anything bad about Obama. All these phony liberals out there. They're as disgusting as the others. All those liberals we have up here near Woodstock with those quiche-eating grins and those balsamic smiles. Don't say anything bad about Obama. I almost got in a fight one day in a bar. I was talking about, you know, the murderer Obama. Why you lower your voice? My voice wasn't loud. Well, I don't like what you're saying against Obama. I said, take it easy, man. Say what I want to say. It's cool out. No. It's all right. I just turned around and just looked at the guy. I can't call a murderer a murderer. Of course, I didn't say this. I ended the. Maybe it was 10 years ago, I would have. But you know, the older you get, the less you'd want to screw around with jerks. Quote, I'm really good at killing people in the book Double Down, he's quoted as saying. Really good at killing people. Killed over 4,000 with drone strikes. Innocent people. That's not murder. Bush was worse. Oh, yeah? How about that Libya, huh? I know Bush was terrible. He should be brought up on war crimes as well. You all should be brought up on war crimes. The murders they created. The destruction. Look at Libya, the richest country in Africa, now a hellhole. Destroyed society. United Nations warned 2 weeks ago, 500,000 Libyan children in distress just in Tripoli. Because that's not in the news. Hey, you hear about that Kavanaugh? Oh, you know that guy Kavanaugh? How about a Kavanaugh? Obama. An arrogant Obama. Bush should be in jail. Cheney should. Colin Powell should. Condoleezza Rice should. Samantha Power should. Susan Rice should. Hillary Clinton should. They're war criminals. They're murderers of the first degree. Moida in the first degree. But boy, do they love their Democrats. Boy, do they love their wonderful, wonderful progressives. Yep. Anyway, it's on the international front. Again, no one cares. No one talks about it. Let's talk about the economic front. We just sent out a trend alert. Trend alert, trend alert. That's right. So now to our subscribers. Gold prices are down, but we're saying in, not out. Not by a long shot. Now, here's the deal. And it's a simple one. The world cannot take higher interest rates. Period. Paragraph. End of story. It was negative and zero interest rate policy and a thing called quantitative easing that they never, ever talked about in Economics 101 or in graduate school. They made this garbage up to bail out the banksters. Yep, and now interest rates are going up. And where's the Dow going? Going down, folks. Yep. Obama, folks, folks. And again, this is absolutely no surprise to our subscribers. We have been on top of this, on top of the money, on top of the game. We were the first to call the Trump rally. And you know it. Said it on Progressive Radio Network. Back in 2016, we're the first to call the end of it. We said, yeah, it's going to keep going up a bit. But the downside risk, when them interest rates go up and that heroin fix called monetary easing, quantitative easing, and cheap money policy, giving them banksters and those gamblers more of that heroin, you're going to see these markets go down, and you're going to see not only a correction, but many countries' bear market territory, as it's already going on now in China. China? Let me talk about Kavanaugh. Who cares about China? Yep, you got that Shanghai hanging low, one after another. Just lower their bank reserve rates so the banksters over there can loan more money to juice up their sagging economy. Not sagging in terms of what we have here, but for them, it's a down trip. And then oil prices. Thanks to Trump and the Saudi and Israeli team going after Iran, putting an embargo on oil. It's supposed to take place on November 5th. You're seeing oil prices hovering around $85 a barrel. You notice the price going up at the gas pump. Oh, that's perfect sense. Yeah, only a couple of pennies. Perfect sense. As you're making less, you're paying more. And it's much more complicated than that. Petrodollars. Petrodollars. What does that mean? Well, it means that oil is based in dollars. So, dollars getting stronger, right? All those emerging market currencies, they're getting weaker. So, what does that mean? Well, it means they have to pay more money. That's right. Their currencies get weaker, like the Indian rupee, which is down some 14% against the dollar this year. 80% of their energy is imported. Their currency's going down. Oil prices are going up. That means they're paying a lot more money for what they need. And it's one country after another. As the dollar gets stronger, emerging market currencies are going lower. They're hitting record lows and new lows and yearly lows. Low, low, low. How low can you go? So, your currencies are declining. Oh, they have about $63 trillion worth of debt that they've taken on when the dollar was cheap. And now they have to pay that debt back in declining dollars, or declining currencies, I should say. So, that's the story. Their currencies are weaker. Their dollar's getting stronger. They have to buy more, pay back their debt in declining dollars. What are they going to do? And their currencies are going down, dollar going up, got all this debt. How are they going to pay off the debt? They won't. So, oil and interest rates. We just need a trigger point for a 9/11 scale economic meltdown. And it's about to happen if war breaks out in the Middle East. Because if war breaks out, then you're going to see oil prices jump not to 85, where around they are now, but over 100. If oil prices break to over $100 a barrel, you're going to see the markets crash like we've never seen before. This will be worse than the Great Recession, the panic of 08. It will be an economic 9/11, and you better be ready. What should you do? Well, GC's 3Gs, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. And I'm not kidding. You know, it's interesting what's going on. It's not making much news. You know, strikes are breaking out all over the country. People have had it with the establishment. You see the numbers coming out. They don't want the Democrats. They don't want the Republicans. They want something new because they know it's bad. All the money's only gone to the very rich. You look at the facts. 95% of the wealth since 2009 has gone to the 1%. That's right. The rich got rich, and everybody else got poorer. So, going back to oil and interest rates. The higher interest rates go, the stronger the dollar gets. The stronger the dollar gets, the weaker the other currencies go down. Huge debt burden that they have to pay off with more of their declining currencies. Bigger debt burden because they have to buy oil in petrodollars and their currency's weakening. Get ready for an economic 9/11. Going back to gold, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. We believe, and again, we do not give any financial advice at all. We're trend forecasters, and our forecast is clear. For over a year, and you've heard me on PRN, gold's bottom's around where it is now, $1,200, give or take. Has to break over $1,450 before it spikes. It hasn't done that in 5 years. When it breaks over that level, we think it's going to spike to 2,000. The reason the dollar is strong, not because of the United States economy, this thing is artificially boosted up. It's because the other currencies are so weak. You look at the Chinese yuan. It's down about 10% against the dollar. And no, they're not bringing it down purposely. It's going down because they're flooding the market with more money to keep their economy going. But you're going to hear the lie going on that they're doing it purposely so they can export more product. Now, China's a great importer of product as well. So the more the yuan goes down, their currency, the more costly it is to import product. And one of those import products are oil. China is the biggest oil importer in the world. So, do they want their yuan to go down so it costs them more to buy oil? No. Oh, and by the way, with this report that just came out with global warming, yeah, you know, Trump pulling out of the plan. The plan, you know, that climate thing is only, it's a joke. It's voluntary. Countries aren't doing anything about it. Germany, they're burning more coal. Vietnam, all these emerging markets, rather than building gas-powered plants, they're building more coal-powered plants because coal is cheaper. You're looking at coal usage now at 1998 levels. And then you look at all the petrochemicals going into whether they're plastics and anything else. So, global warming, it's real. I don't get any argument. What I say is, if you dump trillions of tons of poison into the earth, into the water, and into the air, will it have a negative effect? So I don't get in an argument with people. So, we're going to take a little break now at the bottom of the hour in about 2 minutes. And I want to thank all the folks at PRN for having me on. And around 11:30, we're going to check out for just about 2-3 minutes, and we'll be back. And if you have any questions, the folks at PRN, you know their telephone number. They'll give it to you when we take the break. And be happy to answer them. So the number is 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888 is the number to call. So again, I want to thank Gary and all the people at PRN for all they do to bring you what you need physically, emotionally, and spiritually with products, words, and deeds. So we'll be right back in a few. And again, the number is 888-874-4888. Be right back.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
The Progressive Radio Network would like to announce a new host and show joining the station.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Abby Martin.
Welcome to Media Roots Radio.
Abby Martin's Media Roots Radio can be heard every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at PRN.FM.
Media Roots kind of just was an idea that I had of first just a news aggregate. I feel like a lot of news is backpaged, and instead you see a lot of sensationalism with trivialities like Britney Spears shaving her head and stuff like that, and you don't really see the hard news that, you know, kind of goes overlooked.
Known as a gadget guy, but I love gadgets that really do the trick, like the new app. The Progressive Radio Network has an app, thanks to our friends at Audio Now. Hey, this is Mark Farrell, host of Insight on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we broadcast live out of New York City. But if you can't catch the show live, no frets. It's always archived. It's always on the app. Download it now, listen later, whenever you want. The Progressive Radio Network app is available from our friends at Audio Now. Check it out.
Dire frontline data is difficult to hear but necessary to face if we're to have any chance of changing the current course of industrialized, militarized civilization, which is pushing us at blinding speed toward near-term total global extinction. This is Dane Wigington with the Global Alert News Hour, brought to you commercial-free by geoengineeringwatch.org, the largest and most visited website in the world on the subject of illegal and ongoing climate engineering operations that are threatening the entire web of life. Tune in to PRN Radio on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for an hour of the latest and most dire frontline breaking news on the most critical threats we collectively face.
You are listening to PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
Oh mama, da 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 dum pa bum pa bum. Oh mama, zooma zooma bacala. Hey, welcome back, welcome back. Again, thank you for having me on PRN. We'll be here every other week, starting this week. And there's so much going on. Again, it's really important that you tune in to what's really happening in the world and on the economic front. This is big news. And again, we're the only ones really that have identified They kept talking about trade wars, trade wars. Now, there's not going to be a trade war. What does China have? A merchandise trade surplus with the United States of what? $375 billion a year. So who's going to do business like that? If I'm making $375 billion more than you, are you going to want to negotiate with me so you can make some of that dough back? So they're going to make a deal just like they did with NAFTA. So every time the market was going down virtually from February to now, they would blame it on trade wars and tariffs. And we're saying, no, that's not why the market's going down. The market's going down because interest rates are going up and they're stopping the flow of that heroin called cheap money by the banksters. Or the white shoe boys. So this is real. Gold. It's 1191 as we speak. We believe it's at the bottom. Because when these markets go down, man, we believe it's really going to go up. And that U.S. market now, down 366 points. Oh, on Monday, Columbus Day. Don't say Columbus. Look, I know the guy was a... Take it easy. The Shanghai Index dropped nearly 4% in China. That's even after they announced they were going to juice the markets with more dough. That's right. Down nearly 4%. That's big. Yeah, the U.S. markets are up. But not the other ones, man. You're looking at the DAX today, the German market, down almost 2%. The CAC, French market, down over 2%. The English market, the FTSE, down over 1%. And the stock 600, down 1.5%. The tech stocks are sliding, and they're leading it all down. Why? Because it's a Ponzi scheme. They're over-leveraged and overvalued. And by the way, I think it's anti-Italian to give it the name Ponzi scheme. Ponzi was a small-time joker, man, compared to the white shoe boy banksters. This is anti-Italian. Hey, we can't have Columbus Day, but you could call us a bunch of Ponzi's. Ponzi scheme. A bankster scheme. Criminal operations. Rob you of every penny they have. Well, you have. And that's what Obama did. That's what Obama did. And that's what Bush did. Oh, remember that other guy? Eric Holder? Yeah, hold this, Eric. Holder, a black man. Well, he was black. Wait a minute. Black, white, gender. Save all your BS. I've had enough of it. Good and bad comes in all of them. That little Holder of nothing, who's back with the white shoe boy firms over there. Remember when the liar Obama promised to persecute the banksters that ruined so many lives? And not one of them went to jail. Nope. Folks, Obama folked us again. Folks. Holder. What a bunch of frauds. It's disgusting what's going on. Ponzi scheme. And that's all this is, man. It's a bankster scheme. I wonder why Jesus Christ became violent, man, and picked up that whip and drove him out of the temple. Nothing's changed. So the markets are in real trouble right now. They may bounce back a bit. But if they do, it's only temporary. What will drive the markets higher is if they keep them interest rates lower. And if they keep them interest rates lower, then gold will go up again. Because the stronger the dollar goes, the lower gold goes. The weaker the dollar will weaken with lower interest rates, the higher gold goes. So right now, as we speak, the Dow is down nearly 400 points, 1.5%. No surprise to Trends Journal subscribers. We just sent out a trend alert today. We've been saying we send one out every week. And by the way, when I was last with PRN, we were a quarterly magazine. Now we are a monthly. That's right. As every magazine and newspaper out there is shrinking, we're growing a lot bigger. There's no magazine like it in the world. Money back guarantee. That's right. Go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. If we don't live up to our word, you get your money back. It's only $129 a year. Up. Dow's down now 418 points. 418 points, 1.6%. Again, they're drying up the money. And that's what drove up the stock markets. All that cheap dough. Stock buybacks. That's where Trump's tax breaks went, folks. Yep, they gave it to the folks again. Yeah. According to the Tax Policy Center, 82% of Trump's tax cuts went to the 1%. What did they do with that money? Stock buybacks, that's what drove the markets up. Merger and acquisition activity. Stock buybacks are going to be $1 trillion this year. They're already at a record level. So too are merger and acquisitions. All cheap dough to make the rich richer. And what do we, the little people, get? Zip, pop, boop. Hey, most of it, folks, has been used up on those higher gasoline prices. That's right. So, no, it didn't raise our wages. Our wages are not keeping up with real inflation at all. And no, it didn't go into capital improvements. It went into making the rich richer. Stock buybacks. That means you have less stocks on the markets when supply and demand. So they keep buying them up and driving the price up. So the big cats could get richer. So, that's what it's doing. And now it's starting to dry up. And now we're looking also from the IMF. You know, the International Mafia Federation. Oh, nope, I got to be proper. The International Monetary Fund. And they're warning too. And they're saying, cut your exposure to U.S. stocks. Some of the economists are saying, after listening to the IMF new warning. We don't give that kind of advice. I'm just telling you what others are saying. So it's very important to tune in now. We're at a very, very crucial point. What's going to happen when oil hits $100 a gallon? Again, the average American family's tax cuts, three quarters of them have already been swallowed down your gas tank because of the rise in oil prices. Nearing $3 a gallon nationwide. Go to some places out there in California, and it's $4 a gallon. Hawaii. And your wages stink. Oh, hey, how about those new mortgage applications? Hey, they're down. How about the housing market? Oh, home builder stocks, ETFs, bear territory. Wonder why. Well, if it's slowing down now, what's going to happen when interest rates go up? Can't afford to buy a house now. When interest rates go up, you're going to have to stay with mommy and daddy. Oh, and mommy and daddy are in trouble too. That's right, because mommy and daddy lost a lot of dough when the markets crashed back in 2008. Yeah, but nobody cares about that because it's only we, the little people of Slavelandia. That's all it is. We're plantation workers for the multinational plantations. Slavelandia. You should see what's coming out of the European Union. How they're telling the people that they should be European and let go of their heritage. And how dangerous it is to hold on to your nationality. How dare you Spaniards become Spaniards and Italians maintain your Italian identity. And you Portuguese, who do you think you are? You Germans, we're all Europeans. That's right. You're hungry for your own identity? How dare you? We're all Europeans. And you are nothing more than slaves in the European colony of multinationals. We'll tell you how to run your life and what to do with it. That's what's going on. So, we got E from Edgewater. Hey, E.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
How you doing?
Hi, Gerald. I'm doing, I'm tired of saying I'm doing okay. I'm doing bad because of the shape of the world's in, and I feel so bad for our humanity. So it's hard for me to say I'm doing good because every day I wake up in this insane asylum, I don't feel so good. But you got to go on and you got to fight the good fight, right?
Well, you know, it's I've been in this business. Well, you know, I've been in the political business. I began my career at a graduate school, number two guy running the mayoral campaign in Yonkers. So I've been around this stuff a long time. And I've never seen an opportunity better than now for more positive change because everybody knows it's a freak show. And as I say, if Clinton can, if Bush can, if Obama can, if Trump can, I can. Unless you think they're better than you. These guys are a bunch of nothings. They're nothings. Nothing but arrogant boys.
Right.
And but so, to me, the landscape is so filled with freaks that it's an easy one to defeat. But the people have to unite for a new cause and stop going out to vote for the criminal groups that they like to call Republicans and Democrats.
Right. But the names you're naming are all students of guys that started this fire before them. Let's not leave out the Nixons and the Lyndon Baines Johnsons, and we can go all the way back to the Nebuchadnezzars, okay? If it's all right with you, I just wanted to read a quote from LBJ that he said to a young Bill Moyers who was working on his staff back in 1960. Is it all right with you?
Yep.
This is what LBJ had to say. If you can convince the lowest white man that he's better than the best colored man, he won't notice you're picking his pocket. Hell, give him someone to look down on, and he'll empty his pockets for you. And that's the same thing Trump's doing because he's a student of these people. and he's a captured man, and he's got to do what he's told. They're all a bunch of puppets.
Again, puppets to whom? And you know, again, you know, I hear it all the time. Oh, by the way, I was a speaker at Ron Paul's Peace and Prosperity Conference in August, and I met former CIA guys, top guys in the military, all against war, and talking about what's going on. Yeah, we all know this is there, but it's defeatable. And the only reason it's not happening here is because the people have not united for a United States in a cause that brings back what the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence stand for. And again, you're seeing it in Italy with the Five-Star Movement. And again, one country after another, where people are rising up against the establishment and putting new governments in. Oh, just one just happened where? Latvia or Lithuania just over the weekend. Latvia, I believe. They threw out the established government. And so it's just not happening here. And one of the ways that we see can happen is what we call blockchain democracy. And that is that for us to go vote at polling places is really stupid. This is a 19th century invention. When you make the transaction, it's blocked. From Walmart's to the biggest banks, they're using blockchain technology. So if you can bank online and you could transfer trillions of dollars a day around the world, we certainly could vote on elections and on referendums. So what we're saying is put the future of the country back in the hands of the people rather than the little lowlives people call their congressmen, senators, and other politicians. And so there are answers, but the people aren't doing it. And again, if you could get a reality show champion like Trump there and all the other freaks that you mentioned that I left out there as well, then we could change it for the better. Are you there?
Great information that you learn through coming up through your years. And most of my information comes from the higher power. He gives me things when my dreams and stuff. I drove a cab. I'm not trying to put myself down, but, you know, because of things, I just didn't learn things like you learned them. So I have a different vantage point to the way I look at things. And I just hope you're right. But I think things are just going to have to get worse before we can get to that point.
I don't agree. You know, I'll be turning 72 next month. And the older I get, the more I realize the more I have to do. Whether with everything that I'm doing, to stay in shape, I got to work harder at it. To grow, I have to learn more. So what I'm saying is, the older you get, the more you have to do if you want to stay ahead of the game. I'm not going to slow down. I'm going to speed up. You know, again, I'm really not good at math, but I've been here 72 years. Ain't that much left, man. And I want to go out on a high note. And for me, hell is taking that last breath and knowing I wasn't the person I said I was or could have been. And by the way, they did a study with critical care nurses, and that was the people who were dying. It was their greatest regret that they didn't live up to who they knew they were and could have been. So, you know, for me, people not doing anything and waiting for it to get worse, that's like saying you really want to get very sick before you get better rather than staying healthy and getting healthier. So to me, again, it's a freak show, and I'm not going to let any freaks run and ruin my life. So thanks a lot, E, and do your part any way you can to change it in a more positive direction. So thanks for calling. So in wrapping up, in the couple of minutes we have left, it's very important that you watch what's going on. Stay on top of the trends and ahead of the news. And again, our website's trendsjournal.com. Trendsjournal.com. It's the only place in the world where you will read history before it happens, money back guarantee. And again, I'm back for all that Gary Null does and gives. And I want to be a part of that and what his staff does as well. And the wonderful people that I know, Richard Gale and others. So thank you very much for having me back. And please do your part. And again, watch what's going on with the markets. This is a very critical time. Don't buy into the BS that they're selling through the mainstream media. Not only in the business news, but all the news. Because as Gary Null points out very frequently, you only have five companies controlling over 90% of the media. So for the information you want to use to improve your life, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and of course with Trends Journal financially, stay tuned to Progressive Radio Network and do your part. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. So said Goethe. So get that boldness out there and bring some genius into it. If Bushes can, Clintons can, Obamas can, and Trumps can, you can. Yep. So again, the markets, it's a very volatile day today, and things are just going to get worse as we see it happening. Stay tuned, follow the news. And by the way, go to sites overseas, whether it's Fars News Agency, the Iranian, Haaretz, the Israeli, and others. This is a time we're moving into like I haven't seen before. And boy, oh boy, what a freak show it is. The greatest freak show on earth. The presidential reality show. In front of everybody's eyes and ears. So thanks a lot. See you next, not this next week, but the week after. This is Gerald Celente, and that's Trends This Week.